Now on The Naked Scientists, Chris and I are turning to the main topic of our programme, the most common form of dementia, Alzheimer's disease. Google it and you might be led to believe that we're on the cusp of conquering one of the most puzzling illnesses of our time. And indeed, there have been some major breakthroughs in recent months. So today we're going to be taking a closer look at these developments and ask when and if we'll be able to beat the disease for good.
Louise Walker from Alzheimer's Society is with us. When was Alzheimer's disease first described?
It was first described in 1906 by a German neuropathologist and psychiatrist called Alois Alzheimer. And what he did was he examined the brain of a lady called Auguste D. And she'd been experiencing symptoms such as memory loss, aggression and delusions. And when he examined her brain, he found that she had two proteins in her brain that were not usual. So the first one were clumps of a protein called amyloid, which were now known as amyloid plaques. And another one were tangles of a different protein called tau.
And he could see all of that over 100 years ago?
Yeah, he stained them with a special dye and he was able to see these two abnormal proteins and realise that they weren't normal parts of the brain, yeah.
And today, what do we understand about the role of beta amyloid and these tau tangles in causing Alzheimer's?
The role of these two proteins is actually not fully known. So we know that they exist in the brain of people who are affected by Alzheimer's disease, and that amyloid seems to appear first and tau appears a little bit later, and they're thought to cause damage to the cell. So amyloid appears outside of the cell and tau appears inside of the cell, and in some way they cause the brain cells or the neurons to stop working properly, and that causes them to become stressed and die. But currently the exact link between the two proteins, the way that they affect the brain cells, is not fully known.
What sort of tempo does it follow then? Once you start to see these symptoms, how quickly can a person expect it to progress?
It varies a lot from person to person. So people will experience these symptoms differently. So not everyone will experience the symptoms that I've described. And the prognosis and the progression of the condition varies a lot from person to person. So it depends on their age and the type of Alzheimer's that they have. So if they've got early onset Alzheimer's, they may progress faster than somebody who gets it in the slightly later stages.
By early onset, you mean someone who's young when they start having symptoms?
Yeah, by early onset Alzheimer's, we mean somebody who is diagnosed before the age of 65, which Auguste D was actually, she was 56 when she passed away. So it can take about or progress over 5 to 10 years, but I have heard of cases of people living with it for over 20 years.
At the moment, what can we do for someone who has this?
At the moment, if somebody is experiencing memory problems, we will encourage them to go and see their GP and to get a diagnosis, because a lot of people feel that they don't want to, or they think there's nothing that can be done. But if they go to their GP, you will have the comfort of having a diagnosis, and there are some treatments that can be given to that person. They don't treat the underlying causes of the condition, but they do help to manage the symptoms for a short period of time.
Now, can you just define, because I think some people may be worried about what we call memory loss, because, you know, I went out this morning and I forgot to pick up my keys. That doesn't mean I've got Alzheimer's disease. So what do we define as memory loss in this context?
It's when memory loss begins to interfere with your day-to-day life. So you said you forgot your keys. That's obviously normal. Everybody does that. But if you maybe start forgetting what your keys are, what they're for, that would be a time to get concerned.
Louise, thank you very much. That's Louise Walker from Alzheimer's Society. And we'll also hear more about some of the other things that you can do to protect yourself from getting Alzheimer's disease from Louise later in the programme.